I guess it's about time. I'm Epos Vox, and I'm a content creator in the niche of technology at this point, formerly of gaming, and eventually back into the gaming sphere at some point. And I'm starting a podcast. I've said that a few times. I've said that at least a couple times now. And it's starting off on kind of the same foot. I am doing this kind of by popular demand at this point. I've had a lot of people who are like, hey, you should make a podcast. I want to hear more long form stuff, things like that. And I also have some people who are interested in listening to some of my more just generalized technology discussions, but want it in an audio format and not having to stare at my face for all of it, which I can't blame you. Unlike a lot of technology content creators, my content isn't 100% focused around reviewing the latest smartphones or delivering tech news with a comedic punch because I lack that ability to punch with comedy. And it's not about unboxings and tutorials. I've cut out unboxings from most of my content. I do, however, focus on the educational side of things, and that's a place that I take pride in when it comes to my content. It's something that I focus on. All in at this point. I do some reviews, but it's more of an explainer than a review. I give my subjective opinions, but the importance to me with regards to reviews is knowing that the viewer or listener understands what the product is. I've gone through a lot of my, I guess you could say career, my experience with technology where I've seen people get so flustered and frustrated and return products or hate products or talk bad about products because of something that honestly comes down to their lack of understanding of what it is or what it should do. And that's sometimes really sad to see, especially if it's something that they might actually like if they just understood it better. And that's what I aim to do. I primarily create a lot of how-to tutorials, and those are very visually driven because it's about how to do things with software or occasionally with hardware and gadgets. And in order to show you that, I have to show you that. But I also do a lot of kind of meta discussions. I've been kind of trying to carve out my own field in that regard because it's something that's new to me, but it's something I really want to get out there. I have a lot of opinions, a lot of thoughts about technology subjects, about trends, and about misinformation that I see spread by other similar content creators. And I'm bear no ill will to them, but I want to see that corrected. I want to make sure that viewers are going in with as much, or listeners, as much information as possible with their buying decision or just with their choice on how they want to use technology. I grew up very quickly learning my ways around Windows 95, some DOS, or in my early days, I played a DOS game at like 9 months old. It was called Balloons. It's really hard to find, but it's up on Archive. My first video game on DOS. Or maybe Windows 3.1. I don't entirely remember which was which. It was an old compact machine. And I was right at the right time to really get into technology. So it was Windows XP, Windows 95, climbing through that, Mac OS 7, all of that, you know, early GUI-based operating systems. And I was learning it fairly quickly because that's what I had an interest in. It just kind of came intuitively. Growing up in that era of technology was kind of an era of needing to constantly troubleshoot everything. Like, technology was at a point where you didn't have to program it yourself, but none of the programs were exactly stable or the most functional. And so that's where I developed the ability to troubleshoot quickly and figure out solutions, or at least workarounds, telling people what to ignore or just understand that doesn't work. And I've carried that pretty much from then till now, and that's been, I've worked in tech support fields. Wasn't the greatest experience, but that was where my focus was with explaining and making sure that things were understood. It kind of got me in a little bit of trouble because that quote-unquote tech support field was also supposed to be a sales field, but the focus for me wasn't sales. It was educating. It was, you don't need to buy this $500 laptop. Your kid is going to school for something where they are literally only required to type papers, a $200 Chromebook will serve them fine for that purpose, especially if you have a computer or game system at home that they can use instead. Those kinds of things. So this was supposed to be super brief. It is not, but that is okay. This is just an introduction. I'm going to have excerpts from videos where I have bigger discussions. I might even include a few how-tos where I don't feel that you are required to see what is going on in order to understand, and things like that. It's not going to be super tech news, but it's going to be things that I think you might like. So buckle in, strap in, subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, and I'm interested in seeing where this goes.